be encouraged. I like to see somebody leave feeling better than they came. I believe God can do it, don't you? I believe God's still in the saving business. God's still in the filling business. God's still in the healing business. Whatever you need, God is able. Praise God. Oh, why don't we just, one more time, let's just get our mind right on the Lord right here and just begin to worship God and see what the Holy Ghost won't do for us. I feel the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost hovering in this place. And if we just yield to Him tonight and let the Holy Ghost do what He would have. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Sing, baby.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship and I praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship and I praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship and I praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship and I praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship and I praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands to worship and I praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there's no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you.
Hallelujah, Lord, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, we thank you, sweet Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate the presence of the Lord that we feel here tonight. I appreciate my wife. God bless me with a wonderful wife. I say she was the last good one left. But I'm sure there'll be others to disagree with that. But I'm so thankful for what God has done for us and blessed us with two wonderful babies and a surprise one on the way. Praise God. So We are so blessed tonight and so thankful for that. I count it a great honor to be here. I've long looked up to Brother Savage, wonderful man of God. I can remember Brother Savage. I was not very old at all. I'm still not very old, but I was a young, very young man whenever Brother Savage was preaching at Bond Camp Meeting in the old gymnasium. Yeah, yeah. If I ain't mistaken, he preached on Branded. If I ain't mistaken, I believe that was, it was hot and it was a midday service, but boy, I'm telling you, he preached as only Brother Savage can, and I appreciate that. And I don't know, I probably was, what, 12 or 13 during that? That's been 17, 18, we'll just stop right there, somewhere around in there, a few years back, but I tell you, I remember it like it was yesterday. I appreciate the men of God that have blazed the trail for us. Amen. I appreciate that. I am going to preach something a little different, I guess, tonight. I know that Brother Savage done put the pressure on me. I walked in and he was telling me how wonderful the preaching was the first two nights. And he said, "Are you ready to go?" And I said, "I sure hope so, because the pressure is there now, praise God." But no, I tell you, I'm excited about what God's doing for us. And isn't it wonderful just to live for God and be on your way to heaven? I tell you, it's exciting because you just never know what God's going to do for you. You just never know. Sometimes it can look so hopeless and so helpless, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, God just comes by and moves for you. And I tell you, I appreciate the presence of God, the Spirit of God, and I appreciate how He moves for us. I'm going to get right on into this. You can be turned to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. I don't want to take too much time. I have found that since I've been pastoring Brother Savage, I used to preach, and about 30 minutes I was done and ready to go. But I found that in pastoring, it seemed like 30 minutes, I'm just now getting started anymore. So I don't worry, I promise not to preach over an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes or something. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I do have a little something that ever since Brother Savage had asked me to come preach, and it is a little different. But ever since he had asked me to come, this is what's came to my mind, and this is what's been on my heart. So I just want to try to encourage someone now. Is that okay? Praise God. I do have a couple quotes I want to read to you that I looked up. I'm going to preach tonight, if God will help me, on hold on to your dreams. Hold on to your dreams. But I looked up a few quotes, and C.S. Lewis once said, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." Eleanor Roosevelt said that the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. One man said, "All men dream, but not all equally. For those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But dreamers of the day are dangerous, for they may act their dreams with open eyes and make it possible." One man said, "Don't dream your life, live your dream. All dreams, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Changes begin to happen when you give as much energy to your dreams as you do to your fears. Don't let your dreams be dreams only, but make them reality." I have another little something we might read later, but Genesis 37. I was riding down the road. I drive a truck, a dump truck, during the day, and I was talking to Brother Savage whenever we was talking about coming over here, and he said, "Will you be staying all night?" And I said, "No, I got to get back to work for Thursday morning." He said, "Work?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I work full-time, pastor full-time." He said, "What do you do with all your spare time?" I said, "Well, I usually try to sleep about 3 hours a night, if good Lord willing, but other than that, that's about it." But I was riding down the road the other day, and occasionally, if I can pick it up, I'll turn on some talk shows. And over in West Virginia, he's already told you about the mountains. You may get radio for a second, and then you might not for another 2 hours. But if I can. But I was listening to a guy talk on the radio, and this is kind of where I really got this thought from. But there was a young man that called in, and he was some type of a political activist or something. He had been fighting for some, he'd been putting on some kind of concern. I don't exactly know what it was. He never went into a whole lot of detail. But he told this guy, he told him on that, Brother Savage, he said, "It seems like every time, every single time that I try to get out and do something and make a difference, they attack me from every side. He said, I just don't understand why every time I try to stand up and make a difference, it seems like it comes from every side. And, instantly I'm giving the guy advice. I'm not even on the radio, but I'm giving the guy. I was like, well, welcome to the world, buddy. You know, that's just life. But I listened to him, and he told him, I'm going to give you the secret. And that boy ended up hanging up on him. I guess he hurt his feelings, but he said something similar. But he also said, I'm going to give you the secret. He said, as long as you stop long enough, as long as you continue to stop long enough, to argue with them and to listen to the naysayers, he said, you'll never be more than what you are right now. He said, but when everyone's trying to discourage you and everyone's trying to deter you, he said, you got to set your goals and set your dreams and fight for it. Just go for it. And immediately when I was listening to that, my mind went to sometimes in our life, in the work of God or the ministry of God or the plan of God or the house of God, or maybe you've got lost loved ones or just different things, that you have a dream, that God may have given you a dream. And sometimes in our life, if we're not careful, we allow the devil to slip in and he'll begin to hinder us or to deter us. And before you know, what I remember, I've always had a dream of being skinny. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and laugh. It don't bother me. Praise God. Because you know what? That's a dream that in 30, almost 2 years, I haven't achieved yet. So unless something changes real rapidly, it probably ain't going to happen. Right? Praise God. But I remember when I was young, I was in school and I wanted to go, Brother Savage, I wanted to be a detective so bad. I wanted to be a detective. That's just what I wanted to do. So I made up my mind I was going to go to college, and so I got set up and I started my college classes. I was taking my online classes. I started out. I had a dream of being this detective. I wanted to do be a homicide detective. That's just what I wanted to do. You can call it crazy. That's fine. But that's just what I had in my mind I wanted to be. And I couldn't, yeah. But then I couldn't find work, so I was in school. And then all of a sudden I got a job. And because of that job and the school began to interfere with what I wanted to do, and it began to take away from my time, well, the school left because I had to have the job. So all of a sudden my dreams became derailed, so to speak, because of the inconvenience that it was costing me. I'm going to preach to us if the Lord will help me here in a few minutes. Turn with us to the book of Genesis chapter 37. I want to read to you 37, and I'll be reading 1 through 11, verses 1 through 11, a little bit of reading. I don't want to take too much time, but I do want to lay a foundation and try to encourage you tonight if I can. Genesis 37, verse number 1, when you got it, say amen. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah and his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved them more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright. Behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said unto him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and he told it to his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Would you stretch forth your hand one more time and pray that God would tell, Father, God of heaven, I need your touch. Lord, I need you to anoint me tonight, Father. I need you to transform me, Father. I need you to breathe upon us tonight, sweet Holy Ghost. Father, as I break the bread of life, I want to try to encourage someone here tonight. I feel like, God, this is what you give me. And now, Lord, I want to try to help, oh God, and I'm asking you, Lord, that you would hide me in the cross, Lord, and take all of me out of it. At the conclusion, Lord, would you meet us on the altar and your perfect will be accomplished tonight, I pray. And the congregation said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word. Hold on to your dreams. A dream is a, Webster, according to Webster, is a series of thoughts or feelings that happen during sleep. An idea or a vision that is created in your imagination and that is not real. Kind of like my dream of being skinny, right? Something that you have wanted very much to do or be or have for a long time. No doubt we probably have all, I told you some of mine, but no doubt you probably have dreams in your life that you have set and you have, or goals you have set or dreams that you have had that maybe you've achieved some of them. Maybe you have. Maybe you've worked hard enough and you've applied yourself enough to the point that you have achieved the dreams that you set out for. But sometimes in life there are things that take place that will, if we're not careful, that will derail our dreams. Sometimes in life there are things that will, especially upon this Christian journey, there are things that take place in life that will detour us or distract us or even discourage us from achieving our dreams or achieving the will of God for our life. In tonight's sermon, I want you to understand tonight that I'm not necessarily talking about a dream that we would, I'm not talking about a dream of killing that big buck. We've all dreamed of that, hunters, right? Or catching that big fish or landing that big job or whatever it may be. We've all had those dreams. But understand tonight that the most important thing with our dream that I'm talking about is that the most important thing is that our dream is aligned with the perfect will of God. You see, that was the difference in Joseph, okay? Because we can all set dreams. We can all we can have these dreams or these goals that we can set and that we want to achieve. But the difference was Joseph had a dream that was inspired by God. You see, when Joseph got his dreams and his purpose lined up or in alignment with the perfect will of God, then it altered his course in life. You see, when Joseph began to get his dreams in line with the will of God or his purpose in line with the will of God, then it determined his direction. How many know tonight that when you get your will in line with God's will, it will change your direction. It will alter your course. It will change the direction in which you're going, in which you're traveling. It will change your desires. It will change your heart. Whatever your dreams or your desires is lined up with the perfect will of God. You see, what I am talking about tonight is God had given Joseph a dream. Now, he did not give him this dream to exalt him. That was not what the dream was. Now, Joseph, being young, 17, and we've all been there. We've all maybe said some things that probably we shouldn't have said them just like we said them. Huh? Smile at me. You ain't never done that, have you? Joseph, necessarily the timing of his, or the style of his disclosing his dream to his brothers was not exactly very mature, or it's not a very timely manner for him to do this, but Joseph had a dream and he was excited about his dream, so he wanted to share his dream with his brothers. He wanted them to understand, hey, look, this is what God has given me. God has given me a dream. Now we can all imagine tonight that Joseph, being the favorite son, was probably not the favorite brother, right? I'm just going to leave that alone. Joseph's brothers, the Bible even tells us, hated him. Hated him. And when he began to tell them of his dreams, the Bible said that they hated him yet even more. Their hatred grew for him. You see, Joseph would set out to achieve the perfect will of God for his life. From this point forward, Joseph realized, hey, God's got a plan for my life. God has a direction for my life. God has something, somewhere for me to go, something for me to do. So he will change his direction. But his brothers at the same time would do everything in their power to set out to destroy him or to keep him from achieving the dream that God had given him. You see, I know this is basic preaching. Just bear with me. I want to get somewhere and try to help you in a few minutes. You see, how many knows that sometimes in life, when we set out to achieve the will of God or when we set out to achieve the dreams and the will of God in our life, that not everyone is going to jump on board with us. Not everyone is going to be encouragement. But even sometimes those closest to us will be the most discouraging. Sometimes those that are closest to us will be the ones that try to distract us or to discourage us or to keep us from achieving our dreams. Everyone's not going to believe in your dream. Everyone's not going to believe in what you feel like God is calling you to do. Believe it or not, some people is going to even try to keep you from doing that. I know that's hard for us to believe, as kind and sweet as everyone is. But in life, it's important that we realize that sometimes everyone, a lot of the times, everyone around you is not going to be on board, so to speak. Whenever you make up your mind to do the will of God, whenever you make up your mind to live the way God has asked you to live, whenever you make up your mind to forsake all and put yourself in the hands of God and trust Him and move with Him, everyone's not going to get on board with it. But look with us tonight. I don't want to preach too awful long, but I want to take a quick journey, if we can, through Joseph's life, because Joseph encountered some setbacks. Joseph went through some things. Joseph had some tough times. Joseph had some battles. The first place we find Joseph after this dream is in the pit of disappointment. Right after all this had taken place. Imagine what must have been going through Joseph's mind. All he'd done was gave him his dream. He told him his dream that God had given him. Listen, brothers, to what God has told me. Listen to what God has shown me. And the next thing you know, he is betrayed by his brothers, those so close to him. He is now betrayed. And now we can find him sitting in the pit. Now, I could imagine if I'd have been sitting in that pit, Lord, somehow or another, me or you one's got something backwards here. Because I was supposed to be the one standing and they were supposed to be the ones bowing. Remember the dream? Lord, what happened? Lord, where did we go wrong? But how many knows that sometimes that the roads that must lead us to where we are supposed to get does not always look like they're going in that direction. But sometimes God has to take us through some things so he can change us and prepare us for what he has in store for us. Sometimes I got to go through some things. Sometimes you got to go through some things. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, he is not always walking through green pastures. He's not always laying beside the still waters, but sometimes there's a valley that you got to go through. But I'm here to encourage you tonight, because there's a better you on the other side of the valley. It may be low, it may be hard right now, it may be tough right now, the pit may hurt right now, but God's got something greater in store for you on the other side of the pit that you may find yourself in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the other side of this problem, on the other side of this disappointment, on the other side of this trouble or this trial or this burden that is oh so heavy, sometimes we just got to square our shoulders and stand tall and say, you know what, devil? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to let down. But I'm going to fight on. Hallelujah. 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 I want to encourage you tonight, because there's a better you on the other side of this. There's a better you. Only you see, God had a plan for Joseph. But Joseph, before I can get you to where you can achieve what I need you to do, I got to take you through some things. You see how Joseph went from his exalted self at age of 17 straight to the palace, I imagine the outcome would have been totally different when the brothers came. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'll ruin the whole message. I better back up here. Sold by his brothers. So the ones that are supposed to love you. Sold by his brothers, betrayed by brothers, sold into slavery. Watch Joseph through his life. You all know the story of Joseph, but watch Joseph through his life. No matter where his roads lead, Joseph still manages to find a way to flourish and to bloom right where he's planted. No matter where he's at, it may not always be easy. It may not always look like a bed of roses. It may not always be a pie in the sky, if you will. But Joseph made up his mind. God gave me a dream. God gave me some purpose. God gave me a design. God give me direction. And even though it may look hopeless right now, I'm just going to keep pursuing the dream. I'm just going to fight on. I'm just going to run on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joseph, watch him now. Sold into slavery as he rises through the ranks of the prisoners in Potiphar's house. Slavery. Joseph, what happened? First you're sold by your brothers. Thought they was going to kill you. But somehow or another you managed to survive that. Now you're a slave. Boy, I tell you, some way, somehow, this is all backwards. This sure ain't what Joseph had in mind. This sure ain't what he had in mind. Oh, but then all of a sudden as he rises through the ranks and now he's second in Potiphar's house, he's doing good. Things are looking better. You ever been there? Things are starting to look better. And then all of a sudden, Joseph's propositioned by Potiphar's wife. My. I just made it out of the pit. One disappointment after another. One problem after another. But I made it. I made it through and things are starting to look better. And then all of a sudden, here comes Potiphar's wife. Joseph, come here. Joseph, come here. I remember when I was a young teenager in Sunday school. My Sunday school teacher taught on this, and he taught on Joseph's response. He said, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" He made it up in his mind. You know what? God gave me a dream. God gave me direction. And it may not look like I'm going to ever get there right now. It may not look like that I'm going to make it the way it seems right now. But I'm not going to turn my back on God. I'm not going to give up on God. He's the one that gave me the dream. And he's the only one that can bring it to pass. So I'm not going to turn my back on him. She continued until finally Joseph left his coat and fled. I got to get away from this crazy woman. I got to get out of here. So he left his coat and he fled. And then we could see him on the run. Now, Joseph, my goodness, what is happening? Now he's on the run yet again. He's in trouble again. And we find him straight from the pit of disappointment. Now we find him resting in the prison of discouragement. After all of this, and he finally made it through. And then he was on the run. And the next thing you know, he's caught. And he's sitting in the prison. Lord, what in the world is going on? All I done was follow your will. All I done was try to accomplish what you gave me. All I done was try to follow the dream that you gave me. And here I am, stuck in the prison of discouragement. Oh, have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? Oh, listen. Listen. I know sometimes we preachers will tell you ain't supposed to question why. But Jesus said John the Baptist was the greatest man to ever walk on this earth. And when he was in prison, he said, go ask him one more time. Go ask him one more time. There's something about being blinded by those prison bars, or being blinded by that discouragement, or being blinded, help me, Holy Ghost, right now while I try to preach, being blinded by that disappointment. There's something about when you find yourself in that place, it's easy to lose sight of your dreams. It's easy to lose sight of the dream or the goal that God give you. But I come to tell you tonight, my friend, just hang on to your dreams. Don't give up yet, but just hold on to your dreams. Put your confidence in God. Put your faith in God and run on. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, he's sitting there a prisoner. Now Joseph a prisoner. I don't know how in the world, God, I'm supposed to achieve my dreams behind these prison bars. Because it appears to me that every time I think I'm getting it together, help me, Holy Ghost, every time I'm getting it all lined up, I took my dad fishing. Dad preached there before, didn't he? He preached, David, no, he preached here one night, didn't he? Been a while back. I took him fishing. Dad, great man of God, but he ain't much a fisherman. And I had a bass boat, and I'd done a lot of bass fishing at the time. And we had bait, I had bait caster, rod and reels, open-faced bait caster, rod and reels, and Dad had never used nothing but a Zebco 33. You just push the button and right back and throw her. You don't worry about nothing else. Where it lands, it lands. It stops on its own. You don't have to do it. Well, I had them bait casters. When you cast them, you push the button. You let your thumb rest on the spool. And you stop it before it hits the water. Or you're going to have a mess. I mean a big mess. Because that thing will buy, it'll back up and pile up. And there'll be fishing line everywhere. I told Dad, I said, now, Dad, I said, let me show you how to use it. I know how to use that. I know how to fish, he said. I said, Dad, if you'll just let me, I'll help you. And it'll save you some trouble and some time. I know how to fish. He said, give me that rod and reel. I said, here you go. Take her away. I was sitting up there fishing. I heard him cast one time. And said, I ain't never did cast again. I never looked back there. I was just sitting up there fishing, doing my thing. I knew what happened. I knew what happened. Directly, I heard him say this stupid thing. I looked back, I said, Dad, what's wrong? And I mean, here he had that rod and reel and that reel just all fuzzed out there, a bunch of fishing line. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I can't get this crazy thing fixed. I said, Dad, I tried to tell you. He said, I know what you tried to tell me, but now it's a mess, he said. I done made a mess of it. I said, well, let me help you. I'll fix it. No, no, I'll fix it myself. He said, I made it, I'll fix it. I said, no, you're just going to make it worse. Let me fix it myself. Well, he fiddled with it for about another 30 minutes. Finally, I just had to pull all the line off of it and throw it away and start fresh. But how many knows that sometimes, help me, Holy Ghost, while I breathe. Sometimes when God gives us some direction and we think we know just a little bit better and we think, Lord, if you'll just let me have it, I'll just do this with it, and the next thing we know, here we are sitting with a big old mess, and all along, all God's doing is saying, if you'll just give it to me, I'll fix it for you. I know I gave you the dream, and maybe you messed up, but if you'll just put it back in my hands, I'll fix it for you. I'll turn it around for you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Try to preach. Oh, Joseph. Another setback. Now he's in prison. You remember the butler and the baker had their dreams. Joseph interpreted the dreams for them. He told them, Mr. Baker, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You're going to die. 3 days they're going to execute you. Mr. Butler, 3 days they're going to restore you. Just as Joseph said. It went to come to pass. And Joseph told the butler, he said, just one thing. Just remember me when you get out there. Just remember me down here. Oh, Joseph, I had a dream one time. I had a dream of doing great things. But somehow or another, I'm stuck in this prison. But while Joseph was even stuck in this prison, all of a sudden, Joseph began to flourish again. And no longer was he the one that was stuck in the bonds, and no longer was he the one that was fastened in the shackles. But all of a sudden, Joseph now is the caretaker in the prison. Joseph's walking around taking care of everyone and taking care of things because some way, somehow, God managed to bless Joseph no matter what he was going through, no matter where he was at, because God, Joseph remembered that God gave me a dream. And even though it looks hopeless right now, and even though I feel helpless right now, I'm not going to give up on my dream, but I'm going to run on. I'm going to push on. a dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave me the promise. I'm not giving up now. Oh, I may have. I don't care, friend. Now, I'm not. You don't know me very well, but you know me well enough to know I'm not going to preach it's okay to sin. Or your pastor wouldn't have me up here. But I don't care if you failed. You remember what Micah said? I don't care if the devil caught you off guard and got you with a sucker punch when you wasn't looking. And now here you are saying, Lord, I've messed up. I'm here to tell you tonight, you need to say like Micah said, rejoice not over me, mine enemy. For though I fall, I shall arise. You may have knocked me, you almost had me derailed, devil. But I'm getting back up and I'm coming back stronger. I've got a renewed zeal. I got a brand new fight. I got a brand new burden. I got a brand new desire. God's renewed my dream. I'm going to run on. Hallelujah. 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 It's a very carnal illustration. I know. Please forgive me for that. But Kevin Ware. I'm not a sports fan. But in the paper or somewhere I read the story. No, I heard another preacher use this one. But Kevin Ware was a star basketball player for the University of Louisville, Kentucky. I don't remember if it was a championship game or a game leading up to the championship. And Kevin Ware had the ball. You couldn't ask to put it in a better ball player's hands. Kevin Ware runs down the court, and he jumps up to make the dunk. And when he comes back down, somehow or another, he landed wrong on his knee or his leg, and it broke his leg, and the bone was sticking out of the side of his leg. Immediately rushed him to the hospital, and they done surgery. It was a day or so later, there's a news reporter got to Kevin Ware, and he looked at him. He said, Mr. Ware, he was asking him all the questions about the pain and about the fall and about everything else. He said, Mr. Ware, he said, I have one question for you. He said, go ahead. He said, will you ever play ball again? Kevin Ware just looked at him and began to laugh. He said, oh, what you don't understand, friend, is this is just a minor setback for a major comeback. He said, this is just a temporary holdup. He said, I'm going to come back better than I was before. Sometimes it would do us the good to get some of that bulldog faith and some of that bulldog tenacity that says this is just a minor setback for a major comeback. I'm not going to stay down where I'm at right now, but God gave me it no matter the circumstances. I'm going to run on no matter the problem, no matter the pain, no matter the heartache, no matter the hard times, I'm going to run on and hold on to my dreams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what Joseph's circumstances were, no matter what his situation was, it did not matter how many setbacks he had, Joseph held on to the dream that God gave him. And while he was in the prison, Joseph was still holding on to the dream. God, you said one day I'd stand and they'd bow, so I'm going to hold on to it. It may look impossible right now. I may seem hopeless right now. I may feel helpless right now, but I'm going to hold on to the dream that God gave me and do a work for him. Hallelujah. 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 I ain't going to preach much longer. I don't want to bore you. I don't want to bore you. But we find Joseph in the pit of disappointment, the pile of the prison of discouragement. And thirdly, after Joseph had been down there, all of a sudden Pharaoh has a dream. Can't nobody interpret it. All the magicians come along. Come on, somebody interpret my dream for me. He gets all of his magicians gathered around. Nobody can interpret it. And all of a sudden the butler remembers. Hey, I remember. Me and the baker and I, we had a dream. And there was this old fella down there in prison. He interpreted my dream, and sure enough, exactly what he said was going to happen is exactly what happened. Well, Pharaoh said, well, what are we waiting on? Go get him. Bring him up here. He got him up there, and Joseph, you know the story. Joseph interpreted the dream. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. You're going to have to prepare for it. You're going to have to get ready for it. You're going to... And all of a sudden, Pharaoh stops. That's all wonderful. But I got to have a man. I got to have a man. You see, what Joseph never realized is all while he was groaning in the prison, God was grooming him for the palace. You see, sometimes you got to go through some things. And those things don't always come to the piano, baby. Sometimes you got to go through some things. But that pit of discouragement, that pit of disappointment, and the prison of discouragement eventually led way and made way to the palace of deliverance. You see, God's got a greater plan for your life. God's got something greater in store for you. I don't know what it may be, but I'm here to encourage you tonight to hang on to your dreams. Don't give up when the going gets tough. But when the going gets tough, what was it you said? The tough get going. It's time to square your shoulders. Stand up and fight on. Hallelujah. 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 You see, finally one day Joseph's brothers come knocking. And because Joseph had held on to that dream all that time, now one day Joseph's brothers do come, and they do bow. But Joseph's reaction or response, there wasn't no arrogance there. There wasn't no arrogance there, because somewhere along the pit and somewhere through the prison, when God was taking the sandpaper to them rough edges, saying, I've got a greater work for you, but I've got to prepare you for it. I've got something better for you, but I've got to get you ready for it. I'm here to encourage you tonight, friend, because you may feel you may be hurting tonight. You may feel all alone in the pit tonight. You may feel bound in the prison tonight, but just hang on a little longer, because there's a palace coming. God's got greater in store for hallelujah. 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 If you will be faithful to God, He will be faithful to you. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, yes. I don't care. I'm not making light. I don't care how many setbacks you've already had. I'm not making light of them. I've had a few in my life. I'm not going to get into them. It don't matter tonight how many setbacks you've already endured. I just want to ask you tonight, are you still clinging to your dreams? Do you remember what God promised you? Do you remember the dream, those lost loved ones that still ain't made it to the church house? Those lost loved ones that God told you He's going to save. The ones God told you He's going to deliver. The pews God told you He was going to fill. I don't know what your dream may be. I don't know what God's got in store for you. I don't know what God has for you. I don't know what God has given you, a promise or a dream. I don't exactly know what it is. But I come to tell you tonight, just reach up and grab a hold of your dream one more time. And just say, Lord, it may look bad right now, but I'm just going to fight on. I'm just going to run on. I'm just going to press on. Hallelujah. The discouragements, they'll come. The hindrances, they'll be there. But we must just press on. Just run on. In closing, poem I want to read you here. I ain't much of a poet, so don't laugh too much. But I felt like God gave me this. The Hurts, title of the poem is titled Keep Your Dreams Alive. The hurts, they're real. The pain, you can feel. Difficulties, you will find as you keep your dreams alive. Troubles, you will face as you try to keep the pace. But there is sweet victory on the other side if you will simply keep your dreams alive. Hold on to your dreams. Hold on to them tight. Even when it seems the only way to win is fight. Never let them go. Never let them fall. Just square your shoulders. Do your best to stand tall. Remember, there is sweet victory on the other side if you will only keep your dreams alive. Your peers, they may degrade. Your friends, they may forsake. Just learn to trust in Jesus, even when it feels your heart or your will may break. Hold fast to your confidence in God, even when it's against all odds. Never give up on your dreams, even if impossible they may seem. Remember, there is sweet victory on the other side if you will only keep your dreams alive. Stand all over the church house. I told you it's a little different. I don't claim to be much of a preacher. But I can tell you one thing. You may not always be able to trace God, but you can always trust God. And I don't know where you may find yourself tonight. You may feel like that you're sitting in the pit of disappointment. You may feel like that you are bound up in the prison of discouragement. But I just come to encourage you tonight just to hang on a little longer. Just hold on just a little longer, because there's a palace of deliverance that's coming your way. Holy Ghost of heaven. Father God of heaven, I've done the very best to preach what you give me. I ask now, Lord, that you would take all of me out of this. Lord, that you would hide me in the cross. And God, that you would do the rest. Drive your word home to the hearts of each and everyone here. God, encourage us tonight. Help us, Lord, when we come to this altar, to come to this altar, Lord, looking for a renewed zeal. Looking for a rekindled fire, oh God, to live for you, to work for you, to fight for you, to go for you, Lord. Lord, help us to submit ourselves to the will of God, the plan of God, the man of God, the work of God. And Lord, to take upon ourselves, Lord, this dream and this burden once again, and to fight for it, Lord. I pray, God, that you would renew our zeal tonight on this altar. Oh, God, give us that fire, Lord, like the prophet said, like a fire shut up in our bones. Holy Ghost of heaven, would you meet us around this altar? I pray, lead up. Holy Ghost of heaven, would you meet us on this altar? I'm asking you, Father. How about it, church? How about it? Can we gather around? Is this all right, Pastor? Can we gather around tonight? I don't know where you may find yourself. I know this is probably a little different than what you're used to. I know this is a little different sermon, but I come to tell you tonight that God still knows where you're at. And if God gave you the dream, don't give up on it. But cling to your dream and fight on! Run on! Press on! God gave you a promise. God gave you a dream. Don't give up. Pursue it with everything in you.
If you've ever felt like giving up, ever Come felt on. Like you've had enough, ever felt like you're going through, but you don't know what to do. You felt like your friends were gone. Felt like you were all alone. Felt like giving up the fight. Can't walk through the night. Well, let me encourage you. Just hold on. I'll see you through. Don't give up. Don't give in. Endure till the end. God's not through with you yet. Just look up and don't forget, He's always by your side. There is no need for you to hide. God's gonna see you through. Just like He promised to, He'll prove Himself over and over again. Just hold on. God is not through with you yet. God's not through with you yet. Just look up and don't forget, He's always been by your side. There is no need for you to hide. God's gonna see you through. Just like He promised to, He'll prove Himself over and over again. Just hold on. God is not through with you yet.